More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Hurricane Hilary made landfall as a tropical storm. It hit right in Baja California at the Mexico-United States border, and then it headed north. And we're feeling the effects of it today. Jay Broadenbaugh is the warning coordination meteorologist with NOAA, National Weather Service, in Boise. Jay, I want to welcome you to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Great to be here today.
Okay. I must say, Jay, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would ever be talking to anyone about tropical weather in Idaho.
Well, I've never seen it in my career either, at least not to the extent that we're having with the remnants of Hurricane Hilary. And, you know, I never thought that we'd be in a coordination call with all of our other Western forecast offices, in a coordination call with our National Hurricane Center in Miami to talk about a hurricane threatening the United States. So a very, very rare event.
Yeah. So, Jay, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, I should say, I mean, I actually was a television news journalist in Tampa, Florida from 2004-2006, two very historic hurricane seasons. I have seen hurricanes. I have reported on hurricanes. When I moved back to Idaho, I thought, I'm done with this. So this is something that as you said, we don't see in the western United States. Now, not to say that hurricanes don't hit the western part of Mexico. They can hit Hawaii. We've seen that. But what makes this so unique and unusual?
Well, the thing about Hurricane Hilary is that it actually entered the United States across the border of Mexico into Southern California, and it was still a tropical storm yesterday afternoon and evening when it entered Southern California. And there were tropical storm force winds gusting 40, 50, up to 70 miles an hour across a very large portion of Southern California last night. So it was a full-on tropical storm in Southern California.
Yeah.
And so that's a very rare event. But of course, the big threat is the heavy tropical rain. We're just not used to that. It really doesn't rain much anywhere in the western United States in the summertime. So that's a big, unusual threat this time of year in August to have, you know, a rainy day like we're having in Boise even.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those precipitation rates that you can get, especially when tropical moisture hits the western mountains, that's extraordinary. So it's a rare event. Has it happened before? Yes, we've had tropical moisture from former hurricanes come up into the United States, and we can talk about that here in a moment. But, you know, this is the first time it's happened in a long time that we've had, you know, a full tropical storm in California. And then after the storm is gone, we still have all that moisture that continues to stream north. And that's what we're seeing right here in Idaho today, all of the moisture.
So, Jay, let's talk a little bit about that, what we're seeing in Idaho. As you mentioned, I mean, all you got to do is look outside. It's raining. It's kind of humid. So that's what we've seen so far. What are you predicting next as it continues to move through our state and north?
Well, you know, some of this rain is going to be beneficial. You know, it's like we were talking, it's unusual to have, you know, a rainy day where it rains most of the day in Idaho. But with, you know, fires around the area, we've got the East Fire up near Cascade. And then, you know, unfortunately, the big Gray Fire up near Spokane, those fires are going to see some rain. So that's beneficial. The thing that we're worried about today through this afternoon is getting some heavier bands, and we do have a heavy band that we're monitoring right now in eastern Oregon. It's touching part of Idaho right along the Idaho-Oregon border, where the precip rates are pretty high, not quite high enough for a flash flood yet, but we have flash flood watches in effect for most of southwestern Idaho. especially in the mountains, where it's deep terrain. We were just looking at some reports coming in from some of the lookout towers and approaching, one and three quarters of an inch of rain up at Silver Creek, Jackson Peak, Scott Mountain lookouts, Thunderbolt Mountain. So quite a bit of rain in the mountains. And even here in Boise, we could see if we get a thunderstorm develop in one of these bands, precipitation could come up. We could see, you know, water in areas with poor drainage, some of the low spots around town. That's not happening yet, but that's what we're worried about today. But eventually this moisture will push north and might even see a peak of sun here later this afternoon. That's the big impact. We also have a wind advisory in effect. Still some gusty winds coming through, especially if you get a thunderstorm here today. And we could see, you know, peak winds 30 to 35 in a gust, you know, especially if you get some thunderstorms. So those are the big remaining threats here, and hopefully most of it will be beneficial rain on our forests, especially where we have fires.
So, Jay, only have about 2 minutes left with you. And, I mean, as we mentioned, this is just something that I think none of us ever thought we would be talking about. I mean, how unique is this? Because I read that a basically a tropical storm, tropical depression, has not even hit Southern California since, I believe, 1939.
That's correct. You know, and we've had, you know, moisture come up from other tropical cyclones that didn't even make landfall in the United States. The most recent would have been the remains of Hurricane Olivia in 1982 that brought some heavy rain to the state, not as much as we're seeing now. And then back in 1976, Hurricane Kathleen made landfall in northern Mexico and brought quite a bit of precipitation. Boise had 1.73 inches of rain in September 12th of 1976 from the remnants of that storm. So it has happened before, but to get a landfalling hurricane that's still a tropical storm in California, 1939 was the last time that happened. So very rare.
Jay, I have to say, as I mentioned when we first started this conversation, you know, if I'd put any money down on betting that we'd be talking about hurricanes and tropical depressions, you know, on the southwestern United States and into Idaho, man, I would have lost that bet.
I would have lost that one too, but it happened, and you know, it's still hurricane season in the Eastern Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean too, which is looking like it's getting quite active, so we could have a very active Atlantic season. And so, you know, even though the odds are really low, I guess we can't rule out the possibility of maybe another one sending some moisture our way even into the fall. You know, water temperatures are a little warmer than normal off the coast of Mexico, so that's where the moisture comes from.
All right. Well, knock on wood, that won't happen. Hey, Jay, I really appreciate you taking time out of your incredibly busy day to talk with us. So thank you so much.
Tim, my pleasure.
We've been talking with Jay Breidenbaugh. He is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with NOAA, the National Weather Service, here in Boise. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.